This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Throughout the year, we hear about food recognitions such as National Chocolate Milk Day on September 27th or National Pie Day on January 23rd. But some celebrate again on National Pie Day on March 14th. This past week, we recognized the people who make those food recognition days possible, farmers and ranchers. It was National Agriculture Week, and Tuesday was National Agriculture Day. Farmers and ranchers are the ultimate unsung heroes. They quietly go about their business of producing the bounty consumers hardly give a thought to when they stroll down the fully stocked aisles of the grocery store, not to mention the wood that goes into our homes, the fiber in our clothes, and even the fuel in our cars. Farmers and ranchers are so good at what they do, the average consumer has no idea how much goes into it. National Agriculture Week and Ag Day are about educating consumers about where their food, fiber, and fuel come from, so maybe they'll give it a thought next time they walk down that grocery aisle. It's also a time for farmers and ranchers to share your passion for what you do. You love the land. You love knowing that you are doing important work, feeding Americans and making sure our country is secure because we don't have to depend on unfriendly nations for our most basic need. You enjoy working to be more productive and sustainable. You love saving rural communities by helping them stay economically vibrant. You are downright addicted to the hope that springs up at this time every year as many of you put new crops in the ground. You love carrying on farms and traditions that were handed down by parents or going back even further. All of those things make farming and ranching so much more than a job. Go to a hog producer's home and you might notice a pig motif in the decor. The same goes for corn, wheat, apples, strawberries, or whatever. Farmers identify with what they produce and are proud to know that they produce the best. While those rewards are enough, it is good to take a moment to raise our glass of chocolate milk and toast the people who provide our everyday necessities. So happy Ag Day and Ag Week to all farmers and ranchers. I wish you a productive and profitable farm year. AFBF President Zippy Duval was honored by National 4-H Council as a founding luminary during the launch of the 4-H Luminaries on Tuesday. This exclusive group of accomplished and influential 4-H alumni will help raise awareness of the life-changing 4-H impact and generate support for bringing 4-H to more youth. Through 4-H and other avenues, Zippy Duval has been a lifelong supporter of investing in young people with a demonstrated interest in not only farming and ranching, but also agribusiness and food-related careers, according to AFBF Executive Vice President Julianne Potts. We applaud his inclusion in 4-H most prominent alumni group. Farm groups, including AFBF, are seeking funding increases in the upcoming Farm Bill. Mary Kay Thatcher, Senior Director of Congressional Relations, explained that due to the current farm economy, farmers and ranchers need additional support from Farm Bill programs. Thatcher said, "You've got virtually every commodity that is in financial trouble. Further, cotton and dairy just have a miserable safety net, so those have to be fixed." AFBF and others in the ag community are urging additional funding because we're just not going to be able to write a farm bill with a robust safety net to help these farmers unless we get additional funding. Thatcher urged farmers to talk to their members of Congress and help them understand what's happening in agriculture. In his latest crop market report, Cropland Area and Production Projected Lower Prices Higher in 2017, AFBF economist John Newton says USD experts late last month indicated total cropland area for the eight principal crops was projected at 249.8 million acres, down 1.4% from 2016. If realized, this would be the lowest planted area since 2011, when 249 million acres were planted to the eight crops, including corn, soybeans, wheat, barley, sorghum, oats, rice, and cotton. Calling all speakers. AFBF is seeking presentation and workshop speaker submissions for the 2018 AFBF Annual Convention and Idea Ag Trade Show through May 26th. The event takes place January 5th through 10th, 2018 in Nashville, Tennessee. Speakers are sought to present the latest innovations in agriculture to some of the best and most creative minds in the country. Selected speakers will share their knowledge during 15 to 45 minute sessions with Farm Bureau farmer and rancher members, industry leaders, and agricultural professionals. Farm Bureau aims to provide specific action item focused workshops that offer attendees knowledge they can take back and apply to their own businesses and daily lives. Desired workshops will engage the audience and are intended to serve as a platform for innovation in the areas of farming, ranching, rural communities, business management, and cutting-edge technologies, in addition to current trends and the future of agriculture. The deadline for submitting proposals is May 26th. For more information, contact the convention organizers at conventions@fb.org. Sustainability. From the notion of a modern farm or ranch being economically able to sustain a family, to the idea of working with the land in a manner that supports food and fiber production for future generations, the word means different things to different people. Even in agricultural circles, definitions of sustainability run far afield, from the environment to economics. A recent Morning Consult poll asked 1,917 registered voters to give their opinions regarding agriculture and sustainability. One definition of sustainable agriculture was offered, generally as defined by the 1977 and 1990 Farm Bills, a system of agriculture that will satisfy human food and fiber needs, enhance environmental quality, use resources efficiently, sustain the economy, economic viability of farmers, and benefit society as a whole. Almost everyone supports sustainability by one definition or another. And while the background noise around the discussion might sometimes suggest otherwise, many Americans think agriculture and farming are among the nation's most sustainable sectors. AFBF's John Newton was quoted in a recent Reuters article on proposed budget cuts at the Agriculture Department. Newton, Director of Market Intelligence, explained how staffing cuts at the county level and decreased statistical services could hurt Farm Bureau members. He said a lot of farmers and growers rely on USDA's statistical capabilities to make a lot of marketing and risk management decisions and planting decisions. A front page Washington Post article on the role of political aides in cabinet agencies quoted AFBF's Dale Moore. Moore, Executive Director of Public Policy, discussed how political aides currently have a big role at the Agriculture Department with the delayed confirmation of Sonny Perdue as Agriculture Secretary. Referencing Sam Clovis, an advisor for the Trump campaign, Moore said he and Brian Klippenstein are just a handful of appointees on the ground, and they're doing a big part of the day-to-day work. A bill to repeal the Affordable Care Act, expected on the House floor this week, has the backing of farmers and ranchers. In addition to repealing the Affordable Care Act, the American Health Care Act of 2017 eliminates penalties on employers that fail to purchase health insurance for their workers and does away with penalties for individuals who do not purchase health insurance. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.